Okay, allora, so I will show that the trefoil is invertible using the Rademeister moves, or those I have shown to be generated by Rademeister moves. So I start with the projection of the trefoil oriented. The orientation. Then first move I do is I slide this crossing over this one, as I've shown, I can do generated by Rademeister moves. So over. There we are. No, because it must go over. Okay. Then I get rid by, so this is, let's say, it's a Rademeister. I've shown it's Rademeister 2 plus Rademeister 3. Then I just remove this curl by Rademeister 1. This was wrong, sorry. Okay. Then what I do now is I look at this over arc and I slide it from here to here, this one, and I slide it through infinity to put it in the opposite position, in this position. So let me do this. Okay. Then I slide this vertex over this one, as I've shown I can do by writing master 2 and 3. Yes. So this was a writing master 1. This is a sliding through infinity, so it's a combination of all writing master moves. And then I do the sliding, as I said, the slide this, yeah. Okay. Okay, this should be it. Now, well, there's also this current, I would not bother. I get rid of this. Yeah, actually, there's two things I can do here. I can remove. So let's. I'm doing two things here. I get rid of this carol and of this bigon. And so eventually here you have a trefoil with the opposite orientation. This is actually equal to, you see, this is by 1, 2, 3 external bigons, and so it's So it's like that. And this should be the same as the original one. No, there's a mistake in the crossings. Sorry, this is actually wrong. So it's like so it's like that. So all the orientation here, just follow, and so this indeed is, so it's the same picture as I had at the beginning with the opposite. Repeat with the opposite orientation.